Hey, what's going on, my friend? What's going on, my friend? In this episode, we're going to be talking about what is SEO in marketing. Okay. Now, I've been very busy this week with a lot of projects going on. So it's just a commitment that I have to come to you with a brand new training as much as I can. I try to do it every single day. Like yesterday, I was busy putting up a new module for our premium members. So make sure you check that out. Today, we're going to be talking about what is SEO in marketing. SEO is an acronym for search engine optimization. Okay, what is search engine? A search engine is an online tool, a website where you can go and you can search solutions to problems. You can search for answers to problems. Okay, so somebody referred you to a new product and you're like, that's interesting. Let me do a Google search. Well, Google is the search engine. Okay, so search engine. Is search engine. SE stands for search engine, and then the O stands for optimization. All right, so when you go to Google and you search for an answer to a problem, you are essentially consuming information from Google. That information that gets populated on the results page that get dished to you by Google is what we call search engine results. Okay. Now, how do those websites get there? There are two different type of ways that a website can get to show up on the Google search engine results. If you're watching me on YouTube right now, chances are maybe you search for something and then boom, this video pops up as a result, right? So every time you go to Google, which is a modern age phenomenal right now, every time you go there, you search, you're a consumer. The people that produce the content that you get to see are pretty much using what we call search engine optimization to optimize that content for relevance to what you're searching for. Okay. So, for example, you're a marketer. Okay. You're a marketer. If you're in any type of business, it doesn't matter if you're real estate, if you're a network marketer, if you're internet marketing, if you're a private medical practice. You are a marketer because you want to spread your message. You want to get more people coming in through the doors. And the better you are at marketing, the more people are going to come in through the door, the more customers you're going to have. Okay. So SEO in marketing is simply a strategy to optimize your website for the search results. Okay. So when people, your ideal customers, they have a keyword phrase that they're searching for. They may be searching for how to cook lemon fish at home. They may be searching for how to do something, right? You want to be the person producing the answer for them when they get into Google, when they come into the search engine. As a marketer, you want to be the person. You want to be the person producing that content. Because you know what? Google is just a medium, okay? It just happens to be one of the biggest media network in the world right now. The content that shows up on the results page when you search for something on Google is produced by another entrepreneur just like you. Now, your ideal customers are searching for some kind of answers right now as I speak. So it's in your best interest to get on Google, okay? Get on Google search results. And the best way to get, well, the only way to get on Google search results is search engine optimization. YouTube is one of the biggest search engines in the world right now. People just connect better when they're watching a simple tutorial on YouTube. You can also do the same thing. People search for a keyword phrase, right? And if you master the skill of SEO, which is search engine optimization, you can have your content ranking at the top of the search engine results when people search for answers that are related to what you have to offer the world. You have a product to offer the world, and people are searching for something related to that right now. A lot of time, they even are searching to buy right now. And the best quality, the highest quality of buyers that you can have in your business right now, the highest quality that you can have in your business right now is people that are already searching. People that are already searching for this solution are the best type of people to have in coming through your doors right now. Why? Because they are already searching. Okay. So that's how SEO works. Okay. Search engine optimization is essentially a simple It's a simple optimization activity as a marketer that you can apply to your website to get it to rank in the search engine. So how do you do SEO? How do you search engine optimize your website for the search engines? How do you optimize your website for the search engines? There are simple factors, okay? There are two top things that Google looks at. They look at the quality of the content in the answer that you're providing. Okay. How do they know the quality? Because they're measuring how long people stay on your website, how long people are watching your video. And that all of that can be reverse engineered to satisfy your website. Okay. So that's the first thing, the quality of the content. The second thing they look at is how many other websites are referencing how many other web pages are referencing your piece of content. The best way to do that is to be consistent, okay? So you don't just want to create one content. You want to create content from time to time for Google, YouTube, Yahoo, Bing, and other search engines, okay? You want to do that. And if you do that, it will benefit your business big time, because the more content you create for the internet, for the search engines, the more you have soldiers out there, okay? They serve as soldiers, bringing back business back to your business. They're bringing back all those people that are already searching, and therefore, you can increase your business like that very, very easily. Okay. Now, does it take time? Does it take work? Absolutely. Anything that does not take time and take work, you should run from it as a strategy for marketing, because chances are it's not going to last. But right now, search engine optimization as a marketing strategy is the biggest and the most sustainable and the most sound, solid ground foundational marketing piece of content you can have in your business, at the core of your business. Yes, you can get out there and you can start buying traffic. See, another way to position yourself on a search results on Google is to actually buy the spot at the top. But if you buy that spot at the top, it's getting very, very expensive, because everybody is switching from traditional radio and TV. They're switching to the internet, and that means there's less supply than ever before, right? There's more demand for online marketing in any business. So if you want to pay for it, you can go ahead and pay for it, but it can get very expensive, especially if your business is a growing business, okay? If you're Coca-Cola, sure, go ahead and do that. If you're a brand new business or you're a brand small business, you should absolutely take advantage of the free opportunity that Google, YouTube, Yahoo, Bing gives you by simply optimizing your website using SEO, search engine optimization. Does that make sense? So I wanted to make sure that I bring this to you. Do you understand what SEO in marketing is? All right. Now, when you bring all this traffic to your website, it's not that simple, right? You can bring all the traffic in the world to your website, but you want to make sure that this traffic are going through a process that allows you to convert them, okay? That allows you to convert them to actual cash in your pocket, convert them to revenue for your business, convert them to profit for your business, convert them to growth for your business. So you have all this traffic, all these people searching for solutions, and then they land on your website, right? You have something to sell, okay? At the very minimum, you're selling a brand yourself. You're selling yourself as a leader. If you don't think you're a seller, if you've ever made up a resume to get a job, you are a seller. That's what you're trying to do, trying to sell yourself to a recruiter, okay? So, but now we're talking about for business owners specifically. There are three P's in the business, and that's product, people, and process. And if you watch The Profit on CNBC, you will see that being said by Marcus all the time. Product, people, and process. So product, you have something to sell by now. If you don't have something to sell, just go through olatalks.com/mastermind. You will have something to sell that can make you $500 per sale, okay? And I'll get you that. But if you have something to sell, even better, because that means you are in the business already, right? You're in the business of your business already, right? The second P is people. You need people to buy this product, right? But people buying this product is not just that simple, okay? You can't just go out there on the street in front of Walmart and grab anybody to buy your stuff. Chances are they're not interested, okay? Because they're not searching for this. this. But I just taught you a way to get people that are already searching for this, which is SEO, search engine optimization. If you want to learn more about search engine optimization, you want to go through the link olatalks.com/mastermind and reserve a free spot in my free class, okay, where I go into a little bit more details and show some case studies and a little bit more details on the three factors that makes you, that helps you rank videos, rank content, rank articles on the top, rank your website on the top of the search engines. But there's a process. The third P, there's a process to get the product to the people, okay? And the process, I like the process of attraction marketing. I like talking to only people that are already searching for what I have to offer, or at least something similar, okay? The process, I broke it down to something I call the three C's, and it's called create, capture, and convert. If you see, the first C is create, which is essentially creating content that answers people's problems, okay? Which is essentially what you're doing when you rank content. Content is another C, right? You create content to rank on Google search engines to serve as answers to people's problems. If you do that, you will automatically build brand trust and trust equity in the marketplace. You're bringing value to people, and the money you make in this business is going to be directly proportional to the amount of value you bring into the marketplace. And the best way to bring value into the marketplace is to create content. I like the idea of doing it daily. You can do once a week if you want. Anything less than once a week, you're wasting your time, because you're a human being, and if you don't have momentum in anything you do, chances are it's going to die off. You're going to die off from doing it, and you know it's not exciting, right? But the best way to be excited about this process is to create on a daily basis, at least every other day, at least three times a week, two times a week at the minimum, okay? Just something consistent that you can start seeing some data. Google will start telling you what people are looking for, and you can create even more content, okay? So create is broken down into value. When you create, you're bringing value to the marketplace. Influence, you're having influence on the market. People, you're bringing this knowledge to the marketplace. So automatically, you have influence because people look up to you as a leader. Leadership is one of the most scarce commodity in the world. You know, one thing else that's very scarce? Consistency. And I'm going to talk about consistency and bring it down to a science in that free masterclass when you attend olatalks.com/mastermind. Consistency is the single factor that is one single factor that will make you win in the game of SEO, if that's what you want to apply to your business. As a matter of fact, in any part of life, lifestyle, and business, okay? So I broke create down to ILDT. You don't know what to say. I don't know what to record on the video. Maybe you're saying that to yourself right now. I don't know how to answer people. Well, the best way to do that is invest, learn, do, and teach. You invest time and possibly money into learning something pretty cool about something you're passionate about. You're learning it, right? You do it. Sometimes you don't necessarily do it because professors don't do what they teach a lot of times, right? But at least you want to teach it. When you teach it, you're creating content, okay? When you teach it, you share it in an entertaining, engaging, and an experienced way. People start engaging with you. You're automatically creating influence, brand, again, trust equity, okay? So capture. You want to capture the audience. Why? Because attention span is at all-time low, okay? People are jumping from one thing to the other. They're watching a zillion videos at the same time, okay? The number one way to capture audience is consistency. That's number one. Number two is there are quite a few ways to capture the audience. You want to capture their attention. You want to capture their contact information into a list. You want to build a list. Why? Because you're not just a medical doctor. You're not just a network marketer. You're not just a coach. You're not just whatever you think you are. You are a media company, and a media company always build a list. CNN is building a list. YouTube is building a list with all the subscribers, right? Everybody's building a list. You need to build a list, okay? So you build a list. Now you can send more content to the people that have chosen to subscribe to your content. Why do people subscribe to your content? Well, if you haven't subscribed to this video right now, I want to encourage you to subscribe, because I'm going to bring content like this all the time, okay? So make sure you subscribe to my channel. Now, why would people subscribe to your channel? Because they want the value that you bring to the marketplace. Right? Does that make sense? They want that value that you bring to the market. They can't, if you give people what they want, again, people are searching for this already, right? They're searching, they're struggling in something similar already. They already want this. So if you give people what they want, they would ask you for more and they will pay any price to get more from you. It's very simple. So you want to catch your audience by simply capturing their attention, capturing the contact information and their attention. Okay. And the best way to do is what I just mixed into one right there for you. The third C is convert. You want to convert these people into sales, right? You want to convert them into high-paying clients, high-paying customers. Why would you do that? Well, that's what keeps you going in your mission, okay? If you have a mission, even if it's a charity business, if you're not generating revenue, you're not going to be doing it for too long. But if you generate revenue, you will have the things you need to continue to spread the message. Okay. So you want to convert to sales into revenue. So what's the best way to convert? Well, if you're going through the process of the C's so far, create, capture, content, consistency. If you're going through all those C's so far, automatically you will convert the right people into your business without having to do any selling work. Effortless, automated. Okay. If you want to learn everything about how we do all this stuff and you want to learn how to generate free traffic and free leads for your business using SEO, okay, and also using a strategic paid traffic that saves you a ton of money and convert the most for you, endless paid signups in your business for life. If you want that, you want to go to www.olatalks.com/mastermind. That's where I'm at. Go in there right now. Register for one of the classes. Now take the class. Make sure you're there on time. Okay. Participate in the class. You're going to learn a lot about how to apply this stuff, especially SEO, to your business and start generating tons of free traffic, free leads, learn how to convert them to sales. All right. So it's a masterclass. You're going to see a ton of case studies of people doing this already directly from me spreading this word in the marketplace. If you don't have SEO at the core of the marketing of your business, you're going to run out of business soon. Don't wait until 10 years time when pay-per-click is extremely expensive that only Coca-Cola and Warren Buffett can afford it. Don't wait until then. Market traffic is pretty, like really $0 right now if you follow my lead, okay? You don't have to pay a dime for cold traffic, for cold leads. You don't have to. As a matter of fact, I completely discourage paying a dime for cold traffic ever, okay? I have $1,000 days, I have $3,000 days, and I don't spend a dime on cold traffic. Every single dime I've spent on cold traffic in my past 10 years in experience in the online game has been wasted, okay? Literally, I wasted the money, and I didn't have to. And more than 90% of the money I've made online, closing on $7, $8 million right now, is literally from free traffic, okay? And that's what I'm teaching in that class. So make sure you attend it. So that's all I have for now. Don't forget to subscribe. Like this video if you like it. Share with your friends. Share with your team. And I'll see you on the next one. Bye now.